I wanted to talk about why the ride on remote cannot be a WoW 2 and why it can. So I want to say this, like, from the start, is that World of Warcraft has a problem right now where it can either cater to its dwindling fan base of, like, players that are diehards and playing forever. But the problem with that is, like, those people have grown up and they, like, they're older now. They don't have the same amount of time. And so to compensate for that, World of Warcraft kind of has over time made the game easier and made it more accessible. And that doesn't satisfy the new players that come in. Like, there's no kids playing World of Warcraft unless their dad plays. And that's why I'm saying, like, Riot MMO cannot be a WoW 2 in my opinion. Now, I understand you can take some stuff that's good and some stuff that's bad, but I think majority of what World of Warcraft is, I feel like I'm gonna be a little bit of a Debbie Downer right now, but, like, majority of what World of Warcraft is has now, it's almost become very much like they can either hold on to their player base that they have right now. And honestly, no one's really talking about MMOs. I mean, even us, like, we're a random MMO podcast. I can guarantee you, like, majority of the gamer community is not invested or talking or considering MMOs right now. It's just not. I know you have, like, what's that other one?
Final Fantasy 14.
There's Final Fantasy 14, which is not obviously, that doesn't get a lot of attention either. But then there's that one that's in development that people talk about a lot.
Oh, Ashes of Creation.
Ashes of Creation. Like, people aren't talking about MMOs. It's just not like, it's not a popular genre right now. And World of Warcraft I feel like that's why a WoW 2 would not be successful. It needs to be something different. It needs to be an evolution in the MMO genre. Like, that World of Warcraft formula has been run into the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, I think the funny thing about people nowadays is that it's a very, very confused relationship with MMOs. I think most people love the idea of MMOs, right? Like, yeah. I think if you bring up MMOs to people, they either have experience with MMOs and are just like, oh my god, like grindy nonsense, you know, the gear score, all that stuff, and, like, toxic player base. But if you talk to someone who has not played many MMOs, has almost no experience with them, they love the idea. I feel like the less experience people have with the MMOs we know now, the more people love MMOs, which is why this is Riot's chance to really break the mold and bring that experience that people imagine in their heads when they're not thinking about the MMOs we have now.
Yeah.
They're in a very, very tricky situation, for sure. For the genre as a whole, Riot's put in a weird spot.
Yeah.
They can't just do what works. Even though they should do some of what works, in my opinion, right? We've talked about the Holy Trinity of Death because it's amazing. I think it's a great way to bring people together in an MMO in a gameplay sense. It's so perfect. But then, at the same time, making WoW 2 will not make the game successful in my eyes. I think Final Fantasy 14 did a very good job of bringing what works from World of Warcraft. They brought a lot from World of Warcraft in terms of what works from, like, professions to like class design. Like, they have their class rotations, their cooldowns. They have a freaking global cooldown system. They have a lot going on from World of Warcraft. But what they did was they put a very large twist on the content aspect. World of Warcraft is very endgame heavy. The most endgame heavy game you'll find as far as MMOs go. Final Fantasy 14 did the total opposite. It's all about the leveling and the questing and the story. That worked out really well for a more casual mainstream player base who just wants to play a single player game where other people are there. And they filled in that niche. They filled in that mainstream audience that wants that experience. And now I think it's Riot's turn to, you know, take what works and now put a new twist that'll redefine the MMO genre in their own way. I think you take even further than what Final Fantasy 14 did and really bring something out that'll get people's attention. It's going to be hard for sure, but but they have to. That's exactly what I was going to say. They absolutely have to. I'm really surprised, to be honest. All in all, I'm surprised that Riot is investing in an MMO, genuinely, because they have a lot of live service games, right? Like, I feel like Riot's known for it. I don't think it's pretty rare that they ever release anything that's not a live service. Like, Riot Forge games are your one-off titles, but even the, you know, the fighting game that's coming out, no way in Sam Heck are they not going to add DLC characters as the game goes on. And who knows how else they're going to monetize it. I'm assuming it's just going to be DLC characters, but that's still live service game. So
yeah, they all are. But Teamfight Tactics, Legends of Runeterra, League of Legends, now 2XKO, all live service games.
Yeah, exactly. So but for them to go for like the biggest, riskiest live service game there is that currently does not have that big of a following is insane to me. But I'm so glad they're doing it, because I genuinely think that if they redefine the genre, there's a big audience out there, actually.
Yeah.
They're just hidden. They just like the idea of MMOs, and they're sitting waiting for the MMO that calls to them. And that could be Riot's MMO. And it can't be WoW 2 for that reason.
Yeah. I think WoW has their fan base. And if you try to capture WoW's fan base, you won't be successful, because they're already playing WoW. They've already got that what they like doing. And they're in a different place in their lives now at this point. Like, they're just not the same. If you want to capture the WoW player base in 2004, they're there, they're young, they're like in freaking who knows what age. That makes sense. But like, try to capture them now, it doesn't make sense. Like, you need to capture the new players. You need to capture like the Zoomers. I don't know. That's what you need to capture.
yeah, absolutely. They need to capture the thinking like people out there playing Fortnite right now.
Yeah.
I feel like they need a title that will capture people right from the start, right? Like any other MMO right now, it's slow starting. I don't think there's any MMO out there that just throws you right into it. But I think Riot will have to lean into that, especially because they are known for competitive titles.
Like,
they're known for League of Legends and Valorant are their two biggest titles right now.
And those are huge. Those are like literally two of the biggest games out today are League of Legends and Valorant.
Period. Yeah.
Like, I think it's League of Legends, like Valorant, Fortnite, and Counter-Strike.
Yeah, seriously. And they are like, those two games alone are the like face, the epitome of competitive gaming.
Oh, and Minecraft. Don't forget Minecraft. Minecraft will always be there.
Oh, that's true. No, honestly, I don't understand how that game is like an absolute enigma to me. Like, I played it back in 2010, and I just still hear about it to this day. It just always crops up.
It doesn't make sense.
That game's different from anything else I've seen. But I digress.
But our nephew is playing Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, he is. Absolutely. Yep. And Roblox. They got to capture the Roblox
play. Yeah. See, but the thing is, like, those are so different from an MMO. Like, League of Legends, Fortnite, Valorant, Counter-Strike, Minecraft, I guess, is, like, you could argue there's Minecraft, at least a little bit of similarity in that.
Yeah,
like,
there's that open-world RPG aspect, I guess.
And yeah, you can play with other people.
RPG, but you get it.